It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to wrinkled sheets. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing, Janet?
It's so great to be back having a Wrinkled Sheets podcast.
It is. And by the way, I want to say thank you to everybody that's listened to the podcast. And last week's numbers were through the roof.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about Roseanne.
Is that what it was?
It was very timely.
Oh, because the
list. It wasn't last week.
Well, the last podcast. It wasn't last week. Right.
It wasn't last week.
But yeah, our numbers were way up. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah. Very cool.
So either people are listening. Well, of course, they're listening because the numbers are there. Or I mean, they're sharing. So hopefully if they're sharing, people are finding us.
And we should start the podcast by telling everyone where to find us. We always wait till the end.
Yes.
But you can find us on Podbean, Wrinkled Sheets. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Facebook, Wrinkled Sheets Podcast. We're on Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets, the number one. Mm-hmm. Find us on YouTube, Wrinkled Sheets.
Yeah. And you won't find me on Facebook right now because I'm in Facebook jail.
Again.
I was out for 2 days. 2 days. And then back in jail.
I know.
No, I was just pointing at your mic because you're low because you're not talking into the... That's what it...
Oh, I'm trying to read my phone.
I know.
Hold the dog.
I know.
And podcast.
I know. It's
multitasking.
It's tough.
It is. I'm trying. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Okay. I was looking at our numbers from last time. Sorry.
Were you?
I was.
Yeah. They're higher than...
The normal.
Yeah.
Through the roof is a little bit of an overstatement.
Well,
through the roof...
Well, here's the deal. You're not supposed to say stuff like that.
Oh, I'm honest. Transparent.
Through the roof for us. Yes. They're probably triple what we normally get. So that
Why
is through
that,
the roof.
Why is that, Steve?
Huh?
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's because we're not consistent in our posting.
Is that
because,
it?
Because sometimes...
I listen to podcasts that aren't consistent. And
do you?
When they upload, I go, ooh, goody, finally. I don't unfollow. I don't not listen to them.
I think, but don't you do this, because I know I do, that I will go around podcasts. Like I'll listen to this one for a while, and then I might not listen to that one for a while, and I listen to a new one, then I come back and, oh, there's like six of the ones I haven't heard in a while.
I'm pretty much an old lady in that, like, Monday, Grace Helbig drops a new one. Tuesday, Caitlin Bristow drops a new, and I look forward to it every time. And then you have those ones that aren't regular, and then they'll pop in, and you're like, hoo, 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 mom, I can't call you on the way home. I have something to do. And I not a lot of my friends listen to podcasts, and the ones that do tend to like the real crime, real life. I'm like, I want to escape this.
I do too. I don't.
This spaceship we call life.
I was listening to a podcast today on the way to the dentist because I was stuck in traffic. And it's a podcast that I normally like and I normally listen to. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say the name of it because I'm about to say I had to stop listening because I totally did not relate to anything that they were talking to.
That happens to
talking
me.
Talking about. Does that happen to you?
Oh, yeah. Grace Helbig, she's like my number one favorite female YouTuber from the U.S.
Yeah.
And I like her podcast a lot, but sometimes she has guests on that I don't know anything about. I try and listen, and they go off on tangents where I'm like, And then Caitlin Bristow drops a new podcast on Tuesday, and I'm like, okay, I listened to about a fourth of Grace's. Delete.
Well, a lot of times I will stay with it if like 4 or 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes. And then I finally go, this isn't getting me today. I don't relate to this. I don't at all. Because sometimes I don't mind listening to a podcast because I feel like I learned something. Yeah, I like to find out about things I don't know about.
See, that's how my friends are. Am I the only one?
You might be. You really might be. It's like you eat the same things, you drink the same things, you have the...
No, not true. July is dry. There is no Malibu being consumed.
July is Janet's birthday, and people cannot understand why July is dry. You've had people say to you...
Why would you do this on your birthday month?
Why would you do this on your birthday month?
It was just... It's a good time. Since the age of 21, I've never consciously gone a month
without drinking.
Without drinking. I may have gone a month without drinking, but not consciously.
But this goes hand in hand with the fact you're actually...
I'm trying to be healthier.
You're trying to be healthier. You're eating better. Mm-hmm. And you actually started this, the juice thing. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So you're the one that kind of pushed me into being motivated. You found these juices on Amazon that your friend lost a lot of weight.
Wait on.
Tell me how your friend did this.
Just did it. I mean, that's all.
That's all he ate all day?
No, just, I told you before, he did like two juices and a very small meal. That's what I was you. And you were like, maybe I'll do juices and then I'll eat for a day. And then maybe I'll do juices.
Because the juices have a lot of sugar in them. I track them on MyFitnessPal. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at nutrition after a couple days of doing the juices. And yeah, I went a little extreme. And I did like a protein shake in the morning and then three juices throughout the day and then nothing else. So super calorie deficit, not healthy at all. Had a massive headache and I'm like looking and I remember trying SlimFast once and the reason that didn't work and that was very similar where you drink SlimFast for breakfast, lunch and then have a sensible dinner.
Right.
And I had massive headache and that was because of the sugar. So I look at the juice packs. I'm like, oh, that's a lot of sugar. That's why I have a headache and no energy. So
well, maybe you should split it up the other way, like do a juice pack. A meal and then a juice pack for dinner, or so it's not just juice, you know, too much.
That's a good, but I enjoy when you're home. I enjoy sitting down and eating dinner with you.
Yeah, but I would sit down and enjoy
a
juice pack with you for dinner.
It takes 2 seconds to drink. It's like it's how they serve baby food.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Now you said what was it?
SlimFast gave me a headache.
I did SlimFast. A while back, I mean, several years ago.
Yeah, like I know. We did it together.
Even before then.
Oh.
But that's why we tried to do it together, because I did it before, and I lost like 10, 12 pounds on it. But I didn't feel that kind of
I had a horrible headache.
But you got that same way like the other day. You were like, my blood sugar. I feel like I'm going to pass out.
But I've been diagnosed hypoglycemic, so I have to be careful with sugars.
Uh-huh.
Because my blood sugar is not stable.
Uh-huh.
It does its own thing.
What is stable about
about me? Nothing. I get it.
What is normal about? That's what I love about you is you're not.
Is I'm not normal.
You're not. Great. You're just not normal. You're not predictable. You don't know how you're going to react to a cup of coffee. Even you don't like.
I feel like I'm uber predictable.
Oh no.
Really, I'm not.
Oh no!
Are you on pins and needles at all times?
All times, I'm walking on eggshells like, constantly.
When she comes home from work, is she going to be a raging biotch?
Yeah.
Is she going to be like, "I love you"?
Am I going to stare at him while he watches TV?
Okay, you know what? We're going to talk about this.
Why?
Because I want other people to hear this and let me know if they. And other people, probably more females, if anyone, I'm probably the only one. But you travel a lot, which probably helps us get along.
Right.
We don't get sick of each other. And when we start to, you get on a cruise ship.
Right. That's it. I'm getting on a ship.
We never yell at each other. But when you aren't here, I miss you. Like, I'll be sitting on the couch and look over where you normally sit and go, oh. So when I look over and you are there, it just makes me so freaking happy.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll catch me staring at you and be like, ooh, I'm like, yo.
Yeah, I have to go, the TV is that way.
I'm listening and I'm looking at what I want to look at. But then you threw it back in my face last night and you were like doing the shining face.
I wasn't. I was just staring at you while you were on your phone in bed. I was just looking at you with longing, loving eyes while you were on your phone.
With the shining face. So maybe I am the lonely one. Anyone listening do that?
Just stare at your partner. Just stare. While you're watching TV, you just look over and somebody is just staring at you.
It's not for even a minute at a time. I just look at you and I'm just like, hey, that's him. I remember when we first started dating. Sorry about punching the microphone. there were a couple times we'd go to movies and I would look at you and like, instead of watching the movie, but you never caught me then.
Yeah, because now I'm aware that you're probably just staring at me, because I'll look over and you're either on your phone or you're staring at me. And then I say, are you watching this? Uh-huh. And I'm like, what happened? I don't know. I don't have all day to catch up on iPhone stuff like you. So I have to. Okay, so you don't want to watch this?
Is that how I talk?
Huh?
Is that how I talk? I really need to pronounce my words.
Sometimes you like to overpronounce your words.
Do I?
I can't do that.
Do I really?
I can't. I've pointed that out to you.
Did you put on your pants today?
See? I pointed out to you, like, what are you, halfway British today? I don't know where that came from. I guess I was listening to such and such podcast or something.
I'm a mess. Oh, goodness. So the juicing, it's going okay.
How's your pooping? Is it?
Oh, it's very regular.
Yeah?
Is that TMI?
See, no. The juice
is probably solid.
Yeah, because normally, this is not to have TMI on the podcast, but
I feel like a lot of women suffer from irregularity.
Yeah. Like you've been to the doctor. Like you've been to the doctor for it.
Yes. Yes. And I take over-the-counter stuff, and yeah, and it's also about drinking water. So when I get hungry at work and I want to have something solid to chew on, I go, no, Janet, just drink a cup of water. And I think that helps too.
Right. And water has been bad for you as far as the wanting to chew stuff? You chew your water?
I don't chew my water. No. But you know how they say you should like drink at least like 60 ounces of water?
A gallon of water.
Before every meal?
Yeah. A gallon of water.
So I just drink the water without eating the meat.
Isn't that what that muscle babe that you watch says? That you're supposed to...
Oh, do you think she's a babe?
Well... No, I wasn't going to say babe originally, but I caught myself so we didn't have to argue about... So that muscle-bound,
she is
manly-looking thing you watch.
She's very muscular. She's going to compete in these muscle contests.
Right, but she says drink a gallon of water a day.
Yeah. And I like today, I maybe did a half gallon. Like the jug is still at work because it didn't get finished. But things are good.
Has anybody else, by the way, has anybody else noticed that jugs of water are not available?
They're disappearing at Walmart.
Your stores?
We went to three different Walmarts this weekend.
And they did not have gallon jugs of water. They were actually empty shelves, which should have been gallon jugs of water. Has anybody else noticed that?
Are people prepping? Is the end of the world coming?
Well, according to CNN, it is.
Oh, don't. Not on this podcast.
Donald Trump is disgusting and treasonous.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm reading that off because you've actually now discovered, I think it's good, you've discovered...
Phil
DeFranco.
Yeah, he's on YouTube.
Yeah, and I've been watching him for years, and you're like, oh, I really like this guy.
I love his voice.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You beautiful bastards.
How does he get away with opening a YouTube like that?
Because he's Phil DeFranco.
So let's just jump into it, you beautiful bastards.
Yes, I just really like, and maybe I don't agree with all of his, he really does take the middle of the road on most things.
Uh-huh. I it's one of the reasons I like him. I feel like he's got some common sense to his analysis of the news. Like I can see their point, but I do not agree. You know, he's that kind of thing.
Right. Right. Ugh. He had a story today about Sasha Cohen.
Sasha Baron Cohen.
Oh, crazy. Politicians are dumb. I didn't say which side, just all of them.
Actually, it looked like both sides.
No, it didn't.
It wasn't?
No.
Then screw Sacha Baron Cohen. Because you know what he did? I don't know if he showed it in that thing, but he actually pretends to be like a paraplegic veteran who tricks people into interviews. He does it with Sarah
Palin.
That's
one of his antics.
Like his stolen valor
thing.
This
new stuff is not him
agree,
doing that. He's just putting a teleprompter in front of these Republicans,
saying,
and they're
reading
off
this?
Of it. No matter what it's saying.
Right.
And what they're saying is ridiculous.
If you could get your kindergarten to be a gun, hold a gun, they would be kindergartners.
Oh, people are so dumb. Maybe we should turn our basement into a, like, fallout shelter.
I think we should.
Line the walls with...
cement. 6 inches of cement.
Yeah.
Except you have to have egress windows so you're able to get out of your basement.
But what if we don't want to?
What if we just want to die in our basement?
No, couldn't we, like, I don't know.
Speaking of that, didn't that freeze-dried prepper food sound good?
Yeah, we went to the camping store, and they have all this freeze-dried stuff. You just add water, and all of a sudden you got lasagna with meat sauce.
And scrambled eggs with sausage. And
yeah.
Didn't that sound good, though?
No.
We should try that.
Have you ever eaten an MRE?
I think I have, but I can't remember. I think in one of my hunting camping trips in the past that somebody has said, hey, let's do this. But I can't recall exactly.
Which they aren't freeze-dried typically, but they're just not the same as
have you had
food.
One?
Yeah, I was in JROTC.
Oh, that's right. You're a ROTC.
I was in J-ROTC.
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 Does that stand for Janet ROTC?
Yeah. So you've been traveling. Any fun adventures lately?
No.
What?
No. Same thing. Sailing on a ship. I've been doing 3-day cruises out of Miami.
You sound so sad.
I've been doing these fantastic 3-day cruises out of Miami. It's like a party just 24 hours a day during this 3-day cruise. And I've been doing those back to back. So I've been having like a party for 27 days. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They're more like booze cruises.
That's I know. Really you have said that. I'm not jealous of those, but there's some great cruises out there.
Oh, I have to agree. At my dentist today, they were talking about Dr. Stang, my dentist. He and his wife are going to do a 30th anniversary cruise.
Where are they going?
Out of Rome and the Mediterranean for their 30th anniversary.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Oh, and let me ask you this question. This is my dental hygienist was saying, this is how I found out because Dr. Stang wasn't there today, that for their 30th anniversary, Dr. Stang has made them reservations at one of the most expensive, supposedly one of the best restaurants in Rome. But she said that Dr. Stang's sister and husband were going to be on this cruise with them.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I told him the anniversary dinner should be just the two of them.
Agreed.
And do you agree? She asked me, do you agree? And
yes.
I go, I don't know.
What? No. So there should not have been a pause.
So even though there are four of them on the cruise, the anniversary dinner should just be...
Do you remember that one time we thought it would be a cool idea to go on vacation with another couple?
Yeah.
And that was the last time and will always be the last time? I'm not all about sharing my special moments with people.
Yeah.
Especially 30 years of marriage, I'll never see that in my lifetime.
I'll be dead before that. Is that what you're saying?
Well...
Oh, wow. Wow. Let's see.
Won't you be like 200?
You?
I'm kidding. If I see 30, like, that'd be amazing. But I got married late in life.
Right.
So I'm not.
You might not make
it. My expectations. I'll be 66. I might not.
You might not make it.
I might not.
Oh, I better get out my will and put who it's supposed to go to then. Who does your stuff go to? We haven't even talked about this.
I don't have a will.
How come you don't have a will?
Because I don't really have a lot.
You've got savings and stuff, don't you? Don't you have 401ks and stuff? And
Yeah. I think it's split between you and my brother.
What?
What? You don't even have anything planned.
I do, too.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I did it. I met with the guy, and
that's
I did
right.
change it.
Okay.
So, what?
What if something happens to both of us? It needs to go to someone. There needs to be a backup plan.
That should say if case happens to both of us. You're already giving your brother half of it?
Should I give it to my father?
Oh, you should give it to me.
Okay, are you planning the end of my life?
Well, no, but I've been watching Matlock and things like that happen. When you're worth more dead than alive.
Which is me. That's a lot. Yeah, I'll look at getting that changed, honey.
Okay, please do. Because the episode of Matlock was all about the wife's insurance policy and how, you know.
Great. It's on a podcast.
Don't you have a...
If I disappear or something happens to me, please investigate. Even if it looks like a paddleboarding accident.
Which is her new absolute...
Because I'm unpredictable.
She is addicted. She is, what is the word that they consumed? No, what is the word that so many people to do with, like they always say,
I didn't realize that this was such a fun and easy sport.
What is the word that all these YouTubers and stuff say when they're like, oh, I am so addicted to, or I've become,
consumed?
Consumed, no, it's not as...
Okay.
It's not a. That's not a cool word. It's some kind of cool word. I am.
I don't know.
Obsessed. That's it. I'm totally obsessed with this new lip gloss. You always hear that kind of stuff. I'm totally obsessed.
You just aged yourself.
What?
Obsessed. I'm like thinking like, is it fetch? Is it like fly? Is it? Like
no, but that's what
some word a year ago that didn't mean what it means now.
Obsessed.
Okay.
What, you don't hear that on YouTube anymore?
Yeah. I've heard it my whole life.
Yeah. But I never really
heard. I'm obsessed with that.
I never really heard it till recently, like within the past 4 or 5 years. I hear it on a regular basis now.
Because I've
just become totally obsessed with this type of, you know. Right.
I guess I have become obsessed with paddleboarding. But you like kayaking?
Yeah, but I.
You only go kayaking because
you go paddleboarding.
Oh. Would you rather me make you go to the gym on a beautiful sunny Saturday?
No, but I would do that too. But I. You're now, like today you said, are we the only people that have never paddleboarded before?
It feels like it. Every time I turn around, there's people with paddleboards and kayaks on their cars. And I'm like, where have I been?
Where have you been? How did you stumble upon this new obsession?
My friend at work, who recently got out of a long-term relationship, and she's one of those people where she's constantly going and doing stuff by herself, kind of like me. And she's like, well, do you want to go climb this mountain with me? Or do you want to come paddleboarding? I'm like, I've never paddleboarded. Sure, I'll try this. And I hit microphones. And it was so much fun. The first time I went, it was a lot of fun. So you get home and I'm like, I want to share this awesome thing that I've discovered.
Immediately. Like tomorrow, I know you just got home, but tomorrow
we're getting up. We live in Colorado. There's only so much warm weather. That's my thing. Like, I look at the calendar and I'm like, oh, crap. Like, first 2 weekends in August, I'm booked. So let's get as much paddleboarding in July as possible. And you discovered kayaking because you probably wouldn't enjoy paddleboarding. And we went to the lake twice that day, which was not all my idea.
No, the second one was mine. I enjoyed the kayaking so much that I thought, let's go back.
And it was just a beautiful afternoon. And I was like, this is my happy place here.
Yeah, I liked it because I don't know if I would get into the whitewater kayaking.
No.
But I enjoyed being on the lake and paddling and stopped and floating around and you know, paddling.
And we'd stop and we'd talk. Yeah.
Yeah. And so now we have both become...
Obsessed.
No, but trying to find... You want a paddleboard.
I do, but they're so expensive that it's one of those things where you don't want to buy the wrong one.
And I've said that's what I want to buy you for your birthday.
Right.
So all you have to do is pick it out. So now you've been looking, but you can't decide.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you've tried several different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely didn't like the inflatable.
No.
But they're getting great reviews on all the sites.
I don't know what it is. Like, maybe it was the one I tried, but it was not... I couldn't even stand up on the thing.
Well, if anybody listening is into paddleboarding or does paddleboard, give us your feedback on your board and what you think is a good board or a recommendation of what board she should try, because you didn't like the one yesterday at Dick's. You said it was too long.
Yeah, it was 11 foot. I've been using like a 9 to 10 foot, and so 11 foot just seems excessive.
So... What size are you people using? You people. Hey, you people.
And you know what I've realized about the Denver area?
Yeah.
I didn't realize there were so many lakes and reservoirs.
They're everywhere.
We have one like 5 minutes from us where you can rent paddle boards, which
didn't even know
that. Which we will likely be doing on my birthday.
Yeah, Hess Reservoir, which I didn't even know was open yet.
Yeah.
Because when I bought this house...
10 years ago.
12 years ago now. They one of the selling points was it's on the boards.
I see it.
See, it's that's what I looked
up. 12 years ago.
It's on the rafters in the basement. The salesman was like, and when they finish this reservoir over here,
your property,
values are just going to go through the roof.
It is, and traffic's going to suck.
And it's been 12 years, and today was the first day we realized,
hey, there's some activity on it.
Open for something.
But you can't take your own. Like, if we had bought in mine, I couldn't take it. They only do rentals right now.
If you had bought in yours?
That's not a word. If we have, had purchased a paddleboard for Janet.
Had bought you one. I do that stuff all the time.
Okay. I
feel bad. I seem to make up words.
My coworker is from Bulgaria.
Uh-huh. And you probably pick up a lot of her vocabulary.
No, I'm constantly like correcting her and I feel bad. I was like, Kate, if I ever offend you, because she's like my friend.
Yeah.
Like not just a coworker. I wouldn't correct, but like I'll be like, no, you mean this word. She'll pronounce something wrong. I'm like, no, not a cooter. You mean Hooters. You
know? A cooter.
She's like, I knew someone that went to Cooters. And I was like, Cooters? You mean Hooters? I'm like,
no, Cooters is a different bar. She might have been right.
No, she's talking about the wings.
Okay.
That was a couple years ago when we were working
together.
Yeah,
she's your own personal Ziva, as you've said before.
Yes, from NCIS. And I hear her on the phone and I want to correct her so bad, but that's when you shouldn't.
So the same thing, now go back to the paddleboard.
Sorry.
It's okay. Squirrel.
I digress.
As I'm trying to find a kayak for me, because I've been looking, and I don't have a big requirement. Apparently, I'm looking for notches.
I'd like notches. Cup holders for his
notches
latte.
Notches and a cup holder. And that's really what I'm looking for. But I can't find exactly what I want for the price that I want. Because they seem the price range is just all the way from a couple hundred to 900. So what makes one so much more than the other?
That's how I am with the paddleboards. There's videos out there, like REI has videos, and we just need to... That's how we bought our electric vacuum. All vacuums are electric, Janet. Our robot vacuum. I'm not even drinking.
Speaking of the robot vacuum, great transition.
Are we going to be transparent in this area? Because it was both of us. It wasn't just me.
Oh, it was you. apparently, our shark, Ion
robot vacuum,
got
not sponsored.
Got trapped in its own little world and died.
Yeah, I come home and it's not at its base. I'm like, oh no, where'd it go?
Then you have to
and
search the house for it.
It was stuck on one of those doorstops, one of the metal doorstops.
Yeah. Thanks.
And I was like, oh, buddy, I'm sorry. So I took it off and I went to go put it on the base for it to charge and it wouldn't charge. And I like cleaned off the sensors and I pushed it really hard. And I was like, oh, man, I wasn't here. This happened. I didn't do this. I'm like, Steve's going to kill me. Not really.
So then she doesn't tell me while I'm gone. She doesn't tell me. But then
it was the day before you got back.
Well, you said you didn't want to tell me.
There was no reason to tell you over text.
Okay. So I do the same thing. I take it. I clean the sensors. I unplug the
base. For a good 10 minutes, you were checking everything.
Checking everything. Unplug the base and thought maybe if it's got to be, you know, like wait 30 seconds to plug it back in.
Yeah.
Like you do a modem kind of thing. And I was like, wow, nothing. And you were like, well, I guess I'll just call the 800 number tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what. What's going on with this?
So the next morning, you're tired, so you sleep in. I'm calling the 1-800 number, and then like all of a sudden, this message says, "While you're holding, there's a new update."
Well, did it say, "Hello, this is Bob"?
No,
this is Bob.
You make that up.
Okay.
It said, "While you're holding, be aware that the Shark Ion vacuum has a new update. To push the update to your vacuum, just turn it off on the device for 10 seconds and then turn it back on." I was like, what? there's a button that turns the actual vacuum on and off. So I walk over and I'm like, oh man, it's off. I turned it on and it immediately comes back to life. I did not have to talk to anyone and tell them how stupid I am.
And I didn't catch it either.
Yeah. Now we know.
But I was tired. I'd had a long 12-hour travel day, and I was just trying to get it together for you. I didn't catch it either. All right, fine.
I'm like, I had a really long week last week. Couple 12-hour days. No, I didn't travel, but...
So apparently, the little door thing hit it just right yeah. and turned it off.
Mm-hmm. And it always gets stuck in that bathroom. Like, 90% of the time, if it gets stuck during the day when I'm at work...
Do we need to close that door then? Is that the one of those that...
Uh-huh.
'Cause it came with those guard strips that we've never used that you're supposed to put down if you don't want it to go over there or...
I have no place like that. I shut a door if I don't want it to go somewhere.
'Cause it seems to do well by just going everywhere.
Yeah,
under tables,
under our bed.
Yeah. It chases the dog.
And the cats.
We've had it now. How many months? We've had it a few months now.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog still
hates it.
And goes berserk as soon as it starts.
Dur-dur-dur. Yeah.
It has that little tone that when it kicks in, and the dog will come flying off the bed upstairs.
We have used it. Done 39 times. It has cleaned for 35 hours.
35 hours.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we haven't had it months then. I thought we have.
I think so.
Did you just hear air kick in or something?
I think it's lightning.
Did you hear it in the microphone for a second?
Yes.
That was weird. It was like a little...
So I just tested. I turned on... Oh, there she goes.
You turned it on and she heard it,
and
didn't
it's you? Upstairs. She can't see, but she can hear very well. I docked it. Don't worry. She woke up out of a dead sleep.
Does anybody else have any of these robot vacuum cleaners?
I see them everywhere now. Everyone has them. We were like the last one.
Again? I don't think it...
It takes a minute to duck, or someone's breaking into our house.
I hear something upstairs.
That's the vacuum.
It might be the cats running away from the vacuum. really loud up there.
I see them all the time. One of my Instagram friends videotaped their shark Ion, same exact vacuum, getting stuck under bar stool legs. Like, it didn't know how to get out. And the caption was, no telling how long it's been doing this.
But it's really clean under there.
Yes. I love it. And we probably don't need to do it as often as we do. But I just love coming home to clean floors.
But what's kind of gross is when it runs.
Uh-huh.
It picks up stuff every time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And not just a little stuff.
So that makes me go...
It picks up a lot of stuff.
Ooh, thunder.
That's what I heard. It is thunder. Wow.
Yeah, it does. So that's what keeps having me clean it every day. Like, use it every day. Because it catches stuff every day.
So is it human hair? Human skin? What's it picking up?
I think it's cat hair. We have cats. Anyone with cats will say, yes, Steve, it's cat hair.
They shed that much?
Have you pet them lately?
Yeah,
you get hair everywhere.
It's ridiculous.
I know when you've cuddled with the cat, because you come to me and you look like a cat.
Last night, I couldn't breathe going to bed. I said, remember, I told you, I have cat hair in my nose. There's cat hair in my nose.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah. But we tried to brush them. I mean, I've done that. I've brushed them. They just, how much hair does a cat, do they constantly shed? I mean, I've never been a whole lot of a cat owner because I'm a guy. So this is fairly new to me of knowing, oh yeah, cats give out off this many hairs a day. And yes, they shed these
and
months
yet
a year.
And my cats are bigger than your dog.
Yeah, but they shed. The dog doesn't shed at all, apparently.
They do. Cats shed. That's, people have complaints about cats because they shed. Yes. It happens.
Mm.
That's why you clean your house.
And that's why we have three cat boxes.
Yes. We were going through PetSmart the other day, and they always have the cats. And that three-legged guy.
Oh, that was... I almost
went
broke
back.
Down. Yeah. The what was it, 12 year 14?
14-year-old cat.
Thunder again. 14-year-old three-legged cat that somebody had given up for adoption. Well, that's just kind of sad and wrong right there.
I know.
But little three-legged, looked exactly like...
a little rain.
A little rain. But
three legs.
And it was all just in a little ball, sleeping.
You couldn't tell it only had three legs.
No.
I pictured it running through the house.
Who is going to adopt somebody a 14-year-old three-legged?
Somebody very sweet.
Yeah. Somebody, I couldn't, there's people that can do that thing where they adopt animals in the last part of their life. You know, they just get dogs that are 15 years old. And you're like, listen to that thunder.
There's some thunder happening
thunder
here.
Thunder going on.
Good thing we're in the basement.
But you know what I mean? They rescue those dogs and they're like, oh, we had him for 6 months and it was the sweetest dog we ever had. And we wanted to make sure his last days
were great. Well, Moonpie's like, last couple years, he was a sweetie.
Yeah.
And you said he was crazy.
Yeah, but I'd had him since he was a puppy. I'm talking about the people that just go and get one and go, oh, I'm only going to have this dog for 6 months. I couldn't let my heart do that.
Right. They, their hearts are made of cold turkey, but they're sweet enough to love these animals in their last part. It's kind of a, you know, they're not cold-hearted people.
Uh-huh.
But they're a little hardened when it comes to... But they understand. Someone needs to... If you have the will... If you have the power in your heart to guard
that.
It... Because losing Moonpie was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Because it's the first, like, real animal that I've lost.
Uh-huh.
And to have to, like, be like, oh. Uh-huh.
And the picture that you sent me of him giving you the
nose
the
kiss.
The nose kiss.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't turn into one of those people I don't think we're going to get another one after that. I'm just not going to get it. I'm not going to go through that again.
We almost paid $1,800 for another one.
Almost,
I was
like,
almost ready.
Yeah, within a few weeks. But people always do that. They'll say that. Like, oh, that heartbreak was too much. I'm not going to do it again.
It is the hardest thing. I look at our three animals and I think, I'm going to have to go through that at least three more times.
Maybe four with me.
You have to live forever, Steve. Your dad lived to be like 110.
I know.
Let me go first.
I know. Well, I just lost the buddy of mine to a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And so people that listen, you may or may not know. I'm sure you do. Everybody knows who the band Pantera was. And Vinnie Paul, the drummer for Pantera and Hell Yeah, was a buddy of mine. And he died of a heart attack in his sleep just recently. Mm. 54 years old. And you were like, when's the last time you've been tested? When's the last time you've been to the doctor? So things like that really open your eyes to, but that opens your eyes to, you never know when it's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, you never know any day.
That's why you have to go to all the concerts. You have to embrace all the paddleboard days. You have to live.
You need to hear the thunder.
Yeah, so we're under a severe thunderstorm, like Parker.
Uh-huh.
To the point where there's going to be 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. It's good that we're in the basement.
In the basement, but our cars will get the crap beat out of them.
That's why we have car insurance, right?
No. I mean, it is, but no. No one wants that.
I know.
You just had... What was your Jeep... How much damage did you get on that?
Oh, the Jeep wasn't bad. It was only in the shop for like a couple weeks.
So it was your other car?
That was the car that got $13,000 worth of damage. And I'm like, how is this not totaled?
How is it not? Seriously, that was a old used car.
No, I bought it new. It was worth $16,000, I guess.
Oh.
I was
so
like,
it fell.
$3,000. Let me kick it. That was a mess. And I ended up having to do a rental car, and they only cover so much. And how am I going to get to work?
That's what I'm saying. We don't need more hay.
What are you going to do, babe? Clean out the garage. Maybe then we would have somewhere to put our cars.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did.
How many people actually use their garage as a garage?
All of our neighbors.
I'm talking about real people.
We don't live on a Wisteria Lane.
Yes, our neighbors do, but
everybody I know.
Really?
Yes.
Everybody? Because when I was a kid, everybody used
That's
their garage
kid.
As storage.
Well, now people build bigger houses so you can use the basement for storage. Or you can just throw stuff out that you haven't opened in 12 years.
Did you look at the rafters again?
I did. For a dramatic effect.
Uh-huh. Well, or you could just put a storage unit like your dad.
That's me hitting my head against the microphone.
Like, your dad has a storage unit, and why?
He is one man that lives
in a three-bedroom
house, and he needs a storage unit.
Maybe he should just put everything in one bedroom that he doesn't use.
He's like a true hoarder, where like it's to the point where, heaven forbid, something happened to him, which it will one day, that I just want to go in with lighter fluid and strike a match. Hopefully the house never burns down, because I think I just incriminated myself, but it's not going to be arson. I promise, Mr. Fire Chief.
I just heard this story the other day, and I wish I could remember where I heard it and who told it to me. But it was about an actual event, a hoarder, that they didn't find dead for several years because stuff fell over on them.
I heard it was like a year.
Yeah, something like that, because it fell over and they looked in the house for the person. Somebody had called social services and they had looked and they just thought somebody had just moved off and left all this crap in the house. And when they finally went to... Was it tear down the house or clear out the house
clear
or something?
Clear out the house because it had been,
Yeah, and they found the person under all the stuff. That's a hoarder. That's not somebody that has some stuff in the basement or a collector. That's somebody with a real problem.
And he was here in Denver.
Was that where it was?
Yes, he was mentally ill. Elderly man was found more than a year after he was reported missing inside his own home.
What's it say there?
He had been reported missing 383 days before his body was found buried under debris in his own home. Can you imagine?
So nobody missed him? Does the article talk
about
that?
Yeah, he was reported missing.
No, I'm saying, but nobody said we kept looking for him just because he was reported missing. Did anybody say we thought he might be or we looked for him here? Or they just said, oh, he's missing and gave up on him for a year? Does that make sense? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No family was thinking, wondered where he went, or maybe he went on vacation.
Yeah, there was a son. They were looking for him. Yes, they kept looking for him, and they couldn't find him. But when you have so much crap in your garage, and it falls over on you...
Okay, let me ask you this. This is, I guess, where I'm going with this, because you seem to be... If your dad...
Oh, what am I doing wrong?
Huh?
I seem to be doing what?
If your dad was missing for a year... Would you not go to the house and dig through stuff, or would you wait for a year to actually go look for your dad?
So it sounds like this guy's stuff was, like, really bad. Like, my dad's stuff's bad,
but
he doesn't have piles.
Right, but I'm saying...
Yes, I would look for him.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But this guy's family did not go, hey, maybe I should go dig and look for my... How do you go a year with
So the son said we basically had to pry our way into the back door and search in there with flashlights. They found no sign of their father inside, so the brother returned the next day. What they found was debris piles nearly reaching the ceiling. Every room was full of trash. When I first went in, I was in shock. I couldn't believe he didn't come to us and say, hey, help me. Any one of us would have taken him in a second. So it was so bad. Piles up to the ceiling. Are you picturing how bad this is?
Oh, I am.
Is?
Okay, but here's what I'm picturing. Now, my point of this is, how long, like those kids go, how didn't he come to us? We didn't realize. How long had they not talked to their dad or visited their dad? Or do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How does somebody let stuff like this get that bad?
Some people aren't forced to call their father every day. Some people live their lives and... assume that their parents are living their lives. You don't talk to your mom, but maybe once a month.
Once a week. It is. It's once a week.
On a good month.
No, I'm serious.
Every time you come, have you talked to mom? No, I need
no,
to call her.
But do remind me, and then it's usually a week. But it's two at the most.
Yeah.
Two at the most.
But you don't call her every day. If you couldn't get a hold of her for a couple days.
My sister, I always in touch with her. You know, she'll be like, I talked to mom this week. So there's always some type of communication. I just don't understand how you let somebody disappear under a pile of stuff for a year or be amazed that I didn't realize their house was like this.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that would happen. I definitely
because
don't.
You even get, you know, feedback from other family members and say, hey, I talked to dad today. Your brother, hey, I talked to you know.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of, how does somebody not want to talk to a family member for that long? I guess maybe where I'm heading with this.
Maybe they burned bridges. He was mentally ill. Maybe his kids didn't want to deal.
Just like, they haven't talked to him in 10 years. Don't care. Don't.
Right. He doesn't want to get help.
Yeah.
He won't let us help him.
Yeah.
He's stubborn. He's cranky.
Well, I've heard of people doing that where they've actually said, I've disowned them. I've let them go. You're staring out the window behind me. Is there hail?
There's hail.
Hold on, podcast. I have to turn around and look. Oh, I'm starting to hear it, but I don't really see it. No, there is. At least it's small. It looks like it's...
Yeah, it's like pea size.
Like pea size. Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're easily distressed. Squirrel!
There's ice balls falling from the sky.
I must stare out the window at the ice balls falling from the sky.
Yeah. Why is it we always have, like, at least one point in our podcast where I frustrate you? I'm not even drinking today. I thought I always contributed it to me being like, well, I'm drinking.
Well, people that listen will probably have figured this out because I've said this before. You will read part of a story and not give me the whole story. Like, I'm used to, like, real radio.
You're the one that brought up the story. I'm the one that just pulled up the facts.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. You pulled it up. You had it there. And when I'd go, well, what happened? I don't know. Read the story.
Well, I was trying to talk to you while scrolling.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
I can't read and talk.
How did you do radio?
I would write out bullet points. I would prep. I'm not getting paid here.
I am not getting a damn penny from this. I have not seen
this. This is good therapy for you and I.
Oh, that's why we do this.
But you didn't answer my question.
What's that?
Is it just because I didn't read? That's why you get so frustrated with me?
Yes, because I think sometimes that you're not following where I'm trying to ask you the question. Like,
got it.
Like, if in the story, does it say why? How do you not talk to somebody?
And it really didn't.
How do you sense? Like, but sometimes in an article, it may say the estranged son.
Well, he said that the dad was mentally ill.
I got that.
What?
I got that part.
Sorry, I'm dwelling. Too real.
You're
back away from reality.
Back to paddleboarding. Sup, girl? Sup? Sup, girl? Because apparently that's what everything
stand up paddleboard.
Sup, girl?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either till just recently. And there's t-shirts I've been seeing. You know, you start noticing all that stuff.
That'll be my next tattoo.
Sup, girl? Sup?
I was talking to my boss who just moved here from Houston, and she has a couple tattoos, and she's like, I'm trying to think of when my next one will be, and she's a couple years older than me, and I was like, huh, and she's like, yeah, in Houston, people are way more conservative. Being here in Denver, like, it's no big deal to have several tattoos.
That's because they're high out of their mind here.
That is a generalization that's not true. Drug test me anytime. I will pass.
That's true. But the attitude is much more lax. Don't care.
We're so chill.
C'est la vie. Chill.
But Houston's so hot and humid. Like, you would think that they would kind of, like, chill out because they don't want to get riled up.
But
and
I think it's
sweat.
Much more conservative in the, you know, how I couldn't go to church with this giant leg tattoo.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the big murals on women. But that, to each their own.
That's what I,
because I have mine hidden.
I used to not like it at all on women. I'll just be honest. I used to not like it at all.
You would have stopped me.
I would have stopped you. That's what I'm saying. I used to not, because I never could figure out, but I never liked it a lot on guys even. I was not, you kind of grow into things. The way you see it and you're like, oh, you become more.
Oh, well, that works.
Yeah, that's okay.
Cool.
That works on, oh, that looked okay on her. I guess you have to have.
Like the neck tattoos or no, the face tattoos.
Or no.
The leg tattoos, no.
Yeah, you have to have a profession that's really okay. If you have a neck tattoo, you really need to either be a tattoo artist.
A convicted felon that will never get hired at a real job.
You've never been helped.
Hired at a real job.
Right. Or you're hired because you're a mechanic or a motorcycle, or you're really good, or you're a carpenter and you don't have to really report to. You just wouldn't want your surgeon. This is the things that I've always tried to explain to people. You wouldn't want your surgeon
or
to
your
show,
dentist. You don't want your dentist leaning over your mouth and you're looking at a snake.
Yeah.
Because his neck is right over your eyes.
Right. I think there's things you take into consideration.
Yeah.
And I'm not judging people if you have it. I'm just saying there's things that other people may judge you for.
You want to be taken seriously.
Like I used to do this joke in my act about having the cook at Waffle House having his knuckles tattooed.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I just don't want my banker to have eat me on his fingers. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure that he didn't pay attention like he should have in college.
Right.
So that's what I think, those kind of things is you take into consideration.
I agree. What do you want to get another tattoo?
I've thought about it, but
what do you want?
I designed that Elvis Tiki head years ago that I've never.
Oh, where were you wanting to put that?
That's what I'm saying. I have no idea now because I've got, I've got it on my shoulders already and I've got it on my arm. And then you just don't want to start putting them. That's what, like, Miley Cyrus's tattoos.
They're just random.
They're just random. They're just random things in random places.
I would
places.
Like this one 4 inches from my wrist, but off-centered.
Yeah. It's not, you're exactly right. It's not even like, I'd like this on my forearm. I'd like it crooked in the middle of my.
Right.
Well, I hear more hail now.
That is not me making a drink.
You were looking up and out the window again.
Boop. Can we talk about Big Brother 20?
Sure. Well, we're watching that, and I have said to you the other night that I read this Big Brother 20 is the lowest rated Big Brother they've ever had, and you said it's probably because.
Oh, I don't remember what I said.
World Cup and all this other stuff was going on.
Bachelorette's happening.
Bachelorette,
the World Cup.
You're saying all these other things were going on.
Yeah.
But I think in a way that, as I told you this when it first started, oh my God, they've just cloned the past three seasons.
It's true. The past 20 seasons.
Has it been that long? Because
this is season 20.
I know, but I've only been watching it recently.
Oh,
and
yes.
You have to go, there's the surfer dude, there's there's the hippie
couple
guy,
hot chicks,
there's the hot chick,
hot dudes,
there's the shirtless
bros.
Dude, there's the one older guy from back east.
That got evicted week one.
Yeah.
Every time.
And because remember last season was, what was the guy with the gray hair that was slick back? Remember him? He was so like gangsterish. Remember him?
Yeah, and he got kicked out the first night, so I don't remember him. Yeah. Gus?
No.
Oh.
He that guy stayed around a long time.
Oh, then I don't know who you're talking about.
You do, but you just don't remember.
Mm-mm.
If I showed you a picture, you would know exactly who I'm talking about.
So who do you like on Big Brother 20? Anyone?
I like watching JC because he's just this little...
This cute little guy.
Little.
He's a miniature person.
Yes.
Is that what you call him?
I don't even know if he is. I think he's just short. I don't think he's
actually... He can't be that short. He's not a midget or
I don't think
little
he's,
person.
I don't think so.
Because he doesn't have that face.
Well, he doesn't have...
He's not a dwarf.
Yeah, when you by face be politically correct.
I don't know how to be politically correct.
There's
he's
dwarf,
not a lollipop guild.
Right, there's dwarfism and then there's the midget.
Yes,
but
it's like he stopped growing.
He's just short.
But he has back hair that has to get shaved.
But he's
shaved.
A bodybuilder. But he is a competition bodybuilder.
Who's gay?
Yes. So
he's not from the U.S. He's from like
no.
Somewhere.
He's got the very really weird little accent, and he's not the
He's like.
And, so he's like...
He's like a politically correct elf. What is that?
I don't know what that is either. But he's already been in trouble because he tried to, cup somebody's balls or something like that.
Well, that's where his face hits.
I know. But it was thinking like they're accusing him of sexual harassment because he tried to, like, you know, use a spoon or something on somebody's balls
and
or something
so
like that.
And he's so funny because he, like, says these things as though they're 100% factual.
And they're not.
And then, like, people are like,
0.02% of the world is left-handed.
Yeah, and then he was like, I forget what word he – it was like a made-up word. He's like, oh, okay, so we're going through a vitaeus or something? I don't know. Something – a word that didn't exist. And Surfer Dude's like, what? What are you saying? It's a vitaeus. Are we doing a vitaeus right now? And Surfer Dude's like
– no idea what you're talking
hiatus?
About.
And he's like, yeah, vitaeus. It's so – funny.
So yeah, I like him because of that. He's interesting to watch on
some
levels.
Please don't kick him out.
And I
just want to see him shimmy up a tree.
I like the girl who was the robot. Or is a robot.
I love Sam.
Sam, I think there's something about her that's real and honest. And I don't know how she got into the. You know what I mean? She is like a normal, real person that is hurt by things.
Robot. Yes.
And doesn't totally understand the game, I don't think.
Right. Or, she's like, what do you mean I wasn't supposed to tell him the truth?
Yeah. So.
You should have told me. I don't know what I'm doing.
Tell me I'm not supposed to lie.
Oh, those are two very. I like the Surfer Dude. The Surfer Dude, unlike past Surfer Dudes, actually has a brain.
Well,
he just sounds like a dummy when
this,
he talks.
This season, I am noticing, and it does bug me a little bit, is the whole season so far is game playing.
That's how you win $500,000.
Yeah, but that's all they talk about on the show.
You got to watch the 24/7 feeds.
But I'm saying that what they're showing us this time on the air is only them talking about the game, and they're playing. They're not having deeper conversations, sitting around in the chairs. They're not doing the competitions. It doesn't seem as much.
Right.
I just hear it's a whole. They're showing us a whole lot of look. We're the sixes. We're this, and when they had her back, and now that he's lied, I'm gonna know. It's all of that more than just where is them sitting around having like, so you go, oh, I really like this person. Oh, I understand where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe that'll, as it progresses, we're only a few weeks in.
True. But at this point, I think that's how you lose ratings. Is you're like, oh, is this all we're going to get to see? So whoever's editing or producing isn't giving enough people.
I feel like after 20 seasons, it's one of those things where you don't, like, I couldn't even think about not watching it. It's
really?
What I watch in July.
That's because you're a creature of habit.
But you just told me at the beginning of this podcast that I'm very unpredictable.
About some things.
I don't even understand. I try and use you to understand myself, and it is confusing.
And that's what people listening to this podcast go, I have no idea what you guys, you know, you started off talking about this, and then it went to paddleboarding and hail and ice storms, and then next thing you know, you're politically incorrect by saying, he doesn't have the face. And then I don't know where you guys are right now. But it's been a good podcast, though.
It has. I'm going to be 37 next week.
In dry July.
Any advice?
For turning 37?
Yeah.
Don't die.
Thanks.
Don't die. When you wake up on your 37th, that night of 36 to 37.
We're going paddleboarding. It's going to be a lake day.
I can't wait till you turn 37. You're almost 40.
You know
are almost 40
You're
years
almost,
old.
Oh, you don't want to go there.
You've already said you might not make it 30 years. That's because you'd be 70.
And how old would you be, babe?
You don't want to go there. Hey, I've already said, given hints to my age, I talked about watching Matlock earlier today.
Hey, I was watching it with you.
That's true. You were. That's true.
I like him.
I do too. I think episodes of Matlock actually hold up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not they're not dated, that maybe by the look of it, or but the story wise or the crime wise, or you know,
it's less graphic but same storyline that you see on Elementary.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out
Thunder
freaks you out.
No, it's just, it's pretty intense.
What did they say? The devil, something about thunder.
Where's Prada?
Devil, no. Why don't we just end it there?
I'm not even drinking and I've annoyed you.
We'll just let it end there. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time, I guess, here on...
Did you not have fun?
I had a blast. No, I had fun. I did. Thanks for sitting down here again.
Yes.
I appreciate it. We'll try not to go another month again without a podcast, but...
We'll do my 37th birthday podcast.
Oh, we could do that, because I'll be home.
Yes, we could do it the night before.
Yeah, why don't we wait till after the paddleboard, and then we can come back and talk about...
Because we're going to the biscuit company.
That's the morning.
You said the paddleboard is in the morning.
You said, can we go to biscuit company for my birthday? Don't you go there for biscuits in the morning?
Yes, and then you go paddleboarding.
That's what I just said. We would go for biscuits in the morning.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about... See, people? See? See what I put up with?
I have to envision it. I'm seeing it now.
No,
it's
she's
coming
not.
Into life.
No, she's not.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.